Imagine a school with no due dates, no letter grades, and where students can take a test as often as they want. From WGBH's Higher Ed Desk, Mallory Nopane has the story of Sanborn High School in New Hampshire, where administrators are taking a risk and preparing their students for what they hope will be the future of education.
Mark Gallucci's freshman history class is wrapping up its unit on the French Revolution, but not with a test.
They are demonstrating to us that they have mastered the content by killing off their character.
Killing them off on paper. Students are writing an obituary for a character they've pretended to be throughout the unit. The assignment is a creative lens through which to analyze events rather than just memorize names and dates.
If you've ever given a multiple choice test, you know that if you give it 2 days later, they're going to have forgotten the information because students have become very adept at memorizing things for the moment.
So instead of tests, students' learning is measured through real-world projects done on a flexible schedule. The ultimate goal is for Mr. Gallucci's students to know that there's more to the French Revolution, human motivations, political tensions. Lessons that can still apply even today.
So when we see something happening in a different part of the world, we can say, oh, okay, I see similarities, I see differences, I can predict what's going to happen, and most importantly, here's what maybe we could do to change the outcome of this situation.
And at Sanborn, it doesn't matter if a student can make those complex connections right away, because students can retake assignments right up until the end of the school year. It's all part of a learning style called competency-based education, and it's being used at several universities, including Michigan, Wisconsin, and Purdue. But Sanborn is one of only a few K-12 districts diving in headfirst.
The world that we live in, you have to do things. You have to perform. It's not a paper and pencil test that you're trying to gain 100 points to say that you passed.
Anne Hadwin is vice principal at Sanborn.
For all of us who have been here, administrators and teachers, it's hard to imagine being somewhere else and going back to the old way. Like, it's not even my language anymore. I certainly can't defend it anymore.
But for students, especially those who like to procrastinate, it's not always a great fit.
A lot of people allow a huge, huge amounts of work to just, like, stockpile up throughout the year. And then June comes around and they're like, all right, you know, crack their knuckles, sit down and, you know, bang out 10 projects.
Senior Amanda Malaison is going to a traditional college next year, where she won't get the chance to retake assignments.
In that sense, does it feel a little bit like maybe you're not prepared for what you're about to start?
Entirely, yes. Yeah, it's really not applicable to the next 4 years of my life, so.
Yeah. So come on in.
Principal Brian Stack has been with this district since the beginning of this experiment, more than 6 years ago. He says more students than ever before are getting into schools like Boston University and Northeastern. And Stack thinks that's in part because the system encourages students to always try to do better.
I want every single one of our students to go to college with that mindset. Every paper they have to write, every test they have to take, every project they have to work on when they get into the workplace, everything they have to do, constantly be trying to improve.
And Stack says that'll make his students successful anywhere, even if they won't be able to retake that first test freshman year. Mallory Nopane, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA Craft Financial Services.